Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Flora. Welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, December 28th. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, New Year, New You, 10 Tips for a Happier You. I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I am so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us today. I encourage you to participate. You can do that by asking questions, calling in, or by adding comments over on the chat room. I'm going to double check and make sure the chat room is open. It appears to be so. So if you're over there and you want to call in or type in something, you may do so. I'm getting a little signal here saying show is on but not streaming, but that's okay. I'm going to keep going. If you're on the phone lines, all you need to do there is press pound 1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. If you're over on the web chat, just type in your questions or your comments, and I'll be able to see them and read them on the air. Let me remind you that this is a live show, so that means that anything can happen. The most common thing that happens is lost signals. So if your call is suddenly lost, just dial in again at 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything because the show is recorded, and that means you can go listen to the episodes later. By the way, when you go back to the show page to listen to the episodes, they'll be under on-demand episodes. So let me introduce myself to you again. I'm Flora Brown, and I'm a coach, an author, an inspirational speaker, consultant. I'm also a mom of four and a grandma of three. I recently retired after 40 years of teaching junior high through university levels, so I've had quite a bit of experience. I want to do some housekeeping before I get any further into the show and check with my people over in the chat room to make sure they can hear me, because I keep getting a little signal that says show is on but not streaming. So I don't know what that means exactly, but I hope you're able to hear me. Today's episode, you're going to get to listen to me, but normally I have guests on this show. I typically interview guests from different fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, all of those things that lead to lasting happiness. But for the last show of the year, the last Monday of the year, I thought it might be a good idea for you to hear some tips. And these are 10 tips. However, you realize that there are many, many more than 10 tips that you could I could share with you. So these are just 10 of my favorite ones. And if you've heard me speak before in person, or even in any conversation, you've probably heard some of these tips, so just bear with me. Now, whether or not you want to take new actions in your life, you still are going to change. If you don't believe me, just take a look in the mirror. You don't have to do it now. You can do it later. And notice that you've changed physically over the years, whether you did anything or tried to do anything about it or not. And how about your insides? Have you changed on the inside too? You've probably changed on the inside to some extent, but the important thing is that you change according to your liking and not to someone else's. The 10 tips I want to share with you, I'm going to give you all 10 of them first, and then I'm going to go back and elaborate on each one of them, okay? So I know that I like to take notes. You don't have to take notes if you don't want to. But I'm going to give you all 10 tips, and then I'll go through each one. The first tip, don't settle for happy hour when you can get happy life. That's number one. Number two, go within and you'll never go without. And I'll explain what I mean by these as I go along. Number three, think about what you want to bring about. Number four, say yes to yourself and no to other people. Number five, put in the big rocks first. Number six, bring what you want to the potluck. Number seven, lean your ladder against the right wall. Number eight, find your purpose and passion and do them both. Number nine, laugh. And number 10, pick your battles. Now, each of these I'm going to be elaborating on, and today our show is only 30 minutes, so I'm going to be going fairly fast. If you have a desire to get a copy of my book, I'll be identifying some page numbers that are in my book if you want to go and look at some of these, because I don't have time to elaborate on them all today. But I'm also going to make reference to some other books and things that you can take a look at. Okay, let's get started. The very first tip, don't settle for happy hour when you can get happy life. Some people love to go to happy hour, you know, the ones they have at the bars that are from 5 to 7. They have great bargains. They give you the drinks cheaper. You get to socialize with people. Sometimes even the hors d'oeuvres are free. And many people look forward to happy hour. But they put up with a lot of things all week long on their jobs, and they settle for just this one, actually it's 2 hours of time or more, sometimes more, that they call happy hour, where they let themselves go and really enjoy and laugh and have fun. I want to encourage you to have fun every day of your life and not just at happy hour. Now, having fun doesn't mean that it's all ha-ha all the time. But I mean getting joy, doing things that you enjoy. How do you get to that? Number two, go within and you'll never go without. Within, I mean going within yourself. Now, in my book, I do spend time talking about finding your spiritual path. And for some people, spiritual path means choosing a certain religion. For some people, it means yoga, meditation, a variety of things. But I want to let you know that whether you believe in God or not, God believes in you. And there is within you a system that will help guide you. Now, many of you probably own in your car, or maybe on your phone like I do, what we call a GPS, Global Positioning System. And those are one of the greatest inventions. I love gadgets and inventions. And that's one of the greatest things they've come up with, because with the satellites that have been put in place outside the Earth and then beaming back to stations on Earth, that system is able to navigate, tell you where you are, and also give you directions on getting where you want to go. When you use your system, you realize, of course, that the system can only direct you to where you want to go, so you have to put in your destination. Now, within you, you have your own GPS. I call it God Positioning System, and it works almost like the man-made one because God already knows where you are. You only have to tell him where you want to go, but you have to listen to the turn-by-turn directions, just like you do on your GPS. You know, sometimes I like to have fun with those gadgets, and even though it'll tell me where to turn and where to go, sometimes I like to pass up where it tells me to go just to see what it'll do. Well, if you make a wrong turn or you go a direction it tells you, other than what it tells you to do, you know what's going to happen. It's going to say recalculating route, and it's going to try to get you back on track. Eventually, if you keep doing that, it's going to eventually ask you if you want to continue with this trip. Now, with your God positioning system, if you are not following the lead, going where you need to go with your life, doing what you need to do, you're going to get signals also. Now, some people call these intuition, some people call them a hunch, some people call it a funny feeling, whatever you want to call it. It means that you need to listen and you need to follow the lead. And when you get off track, you will know it even if you try to ignore it. Now, one of the things that keeps me on track, that helps me stay on track, are affirmations. You can use whatever you like, but this is what I do. One of my favorites is from Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And it says, I believe that I'm always divinely guided. I believe that I always take the right turn of the road. I believe that God will make a way out of no way. And many times I repeat that over and over and over to myself. Now, I've had a number of affirmations over the years, but that's one of my favorites. Okay, the third one, the third tip, think about what you want to bring about. Robert Allen said, you are today where your thoughts have brought you, and you will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. Napoleon Hill had something to say about thinking, because he wrote the book Think and Grow Rich. He said, the power of thought is the only thing over which you have complete, unchallenged, and unchallengeable control. Other people can do things to you outside of you, but only you can decide the direction of your thoughts. Voltaire said, no problem can withstand the assault of sustained thinking. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Finally, for those of you who love Winnie the Pooh, he said, people who don't think probably don't have brains. Rather, they have gray fluff that's blown into their heads by mistake. Whatever you think about, that's what you will bring about. So if you want good things to happen in your life, you certainly can't dwell on bad things, and please don't dwell on the what-ifs and maybes. Imagine that you are ripped away from your parents when you were 10 years old. You were captured and placed in a concentration camp. That's what happened to Viktor Frankl, and I talk about him on page 35 of my book. He discovered while he was suffering in four different concentration camps over a period of about 3 years, from 1942 to 45, he discovered when he was released that his wife, his parents, and his family had all died in the concentration camps. But he didn't let this experience set him on a course of revenge. He didn't become insensitive and uncaring toward others' sufferings. Instead, what he did was he formed a new kind of therapy, a treatment called logotherapy, where he believes that our primary motivation for living is our search for meaning in our own lives. So he believes that there are three ways to discover meaning in your life. One is to create a work or to do a deed that you want to do in your lifetime. The other is to experience something or encounter someone. So he's referring to relationships, forming relationships. And finally, the third one he believes is your attitude toward unavoidable suffering. We're all going to suffer in some way, shape, or form. It's your attitude toward it that makes the difference. All right, tip number four, say yes to yourself and no to other people. Now, every time I say this, I get a big laugh when I do this talk in public, because everyone thinks it means being selfish and being mean to other people. That's not exactly what I mean. What I mean is, if you're not following your own dream, then you're helping someone else follow their dream. Now, this is okay if this is your intent, but if it's not your intent, you need to be busy following your own dream. And to do that, you're going to have to say no to other people sometimes. Now, if you've ever flown on a plane, you know that the airline attendant goes through this speech at the beginning, before the plane takes off or as it's taking off, giving you all kinds of safety warnings. One of the safety warnings is, in the unlikely event of a loss of cabin pressure, a mask will drop down. Put on your mask first before you assist others. Now, think about that. You're not going to be able to assist others if you are not able to keep yourself afloat. So when I say yes to yourself, I mean take care of yourself first. Follow it is what it is you want to do first. You'll be able to help other people, but in the process of saying yes to yourself, you're going to have to make that hard decision to say no to others. Now, have you ever agreed to do something and about 2 seconds later realized you'd made a big mistake? Like the time you agreed to let your shiftless friend or cousin sleep on your couch, well, it was supposed to be a week, and it turned into a month. Didn't you wish you had said no in the first place instead of trying to concoct ways to get rid of your cousin or your friend without hurting their feelings? Why do you even worry about hurting their feelings? They are not worried about hurting yours. Say no in the first place. You don't have to be mean about it. You don't have to punch them in the nose when you say no. You can simply say no. Beware of people who want to use you. I don't know if you remember a song a long time ago that Eurythmics sang called Sweet Dreams. In that song they talk about some people want to use you. Some people want to be used by you. Some people want to abuse you. I'm not going to start singing, so don't get worried. Some people want to be abused. Some people want to do things. It's up to you to decide. Now, sometimes there are people who think they know best for you. And unfortunately, that's not always the case. Sometimes they are distracting you from their goal, from your goal, because it makes them more comfortable. There's a story I share in my book about an American tourist, and he goes to this coastal village, a small coastal village in Mexico, and he's watching this fisherman who's docked alongside there, and inside this small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. Now, the tourist complimented the Mexican fisherman on the quality of his catch and asked him how long it had taken him to catch them. The fisherman said, only a little while. The tourist asked, then, why didn't you stay out longer and catch more fish? The Mexican fisherman said, well, with this, I have more than enough to support my family's needs. The tourist said, what do you do with the rest of your time? The fisherman said, I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take a siesta with my wife Maria, and stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life. The tourist scoffed. I can help you. You should spend more time fishing and use the proceeds to buy a bigger boat. With the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you could sell directly to the processor and open your own cannery. Then you could control the product, the processing, and distribution. You could leave this small village and move to Mexico City and then to Los Angeles and eventually to New York, where you could run an ever-expanding enterprise. The Mexican fisherman asked, but how long will all this take? The tourist replied, 15 to 20 years. But what then, said the Mexican fisherman. The tourist laughed and said, that's the best part. When the time is right, you could sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You could make millions. Millions, said the fisherman. Then what? The American tourist said, then you could retire. You could move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take a siesta with your wife, and stroll to the village in the evening where you could sip wine and play your guitar with your amigos. Now, did you get that the fisherman already had all of that? But the tourist somehow missed the fact that the fisherman was actually already living his dream and doing what he wanted. Don't let other people distract you from your goal, because it may not be as far away as you think. Tip number 5, put in the big rocks first. There was an expert in time management who had spoken to this college class, and he wanted to drive home a point to see if they had really gotten the lesson he had tried to teach them. So he pulls this wide-mouthed jar, a gallon jar, from under a table and puts it on top of the table. He takes out about a dozen fist-sized rocks and puts them in the jar until he can't get any more rocks in. And he asked the class, is this jar full? And the students all said enthusiastically, yes! And the teacher said, really? At that point, the teacher reaches under the table, pulls out a bucket of gravel, pours it into the jar with the rocks, and the gravel goes down in and around the rocks. Again, the teacher asks, is this jar full? Well, the students are getting pretty smart now about this, and they say, well, no, but they're not quite sure why it's not full. The teacher reaches under the table, pulls out a bucket of sand. He pours the sand into the jar It goes in and around the gravel, in and around the rocks, and he pours until he can't get any more sand in the jar. Again, he asked the class, is this jar full? At this point, the student said, no, because they're learning. So he said, you're right, it's not full. Yet he pulls from under the table a pitcher of water. He pours the pitcher of water into the jar, and it goes in and around the gravel, the sand, and the rocks until he can get no more water in the jar. And the teacher says to the students, okay, now this jar is full. He asks the class, what's the point of this illustration? One student raises his hand all eager and says, the point is, no matter how busy you are, you can always fit something else in. And the teacher said, no. The point is that unless you put the big rocks in first, you won't ever get them in. The big rocks in your life are the things that are important to you. That may be your family, your friends. That may be your goal, your dreams. Those things that are very important to you, you have to put them in your life first. Everything else has to try to fit around them. Tip number 6, bring what you want to the potluck. Have you ever been to a potluck? You know, that's where the hostess invites a group of people and tells each person to bring their favorite treat or drink or whatever. When you show up in life, you need to bring what it is you want to have in your life with you. All right, what do I mean by that? I mean, if you want to have good friends, you need to be a good friend. If you want to go to a party and have fun, take fun with you. Be fun at the party. If you want to have a happy marriage, you need to bring happiness into the marriage with you. And if you want people to accept you, you have to accept them. Point number 7, lean your ladder against the right wall. Now, this is a tip from a book by Stephen Covey called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Now, some people disagree with this saying because they think that Stephen Covey meant to pursue one goal only and don't waste your time on it unless it's what you really want. That's one way of looking at it. The way I look at this statement is to spend your energy and time doing the things that get you where you want to go or where you want to be or the kind of person you want to be. But keep in mind that there is no wrong wall, only one that's right for you. So when you're going after your goal, don't hesitate to pursue what it is that feels right for you, and don't hesitate to change directions or even change goals as you go along. As a matter of fact, you don't have to pick one goal. I have a wonderful friend named Barbara Scherer who wrote a number of books, and one of them is called Refuse to Choose. And in it, she encourages us in our lives to do a variety of things that we enjoy doing. We don't have to choose just one thing. Tip number 8, find your purpose and your passion and do them both. Now, I used to think that purpose and passion were the same identical thing, but they may not be. Sometimes you have a purpose here on earth, perhaps to help other people through the ministry or through teaching. There are a variety of things that you can do to carry out your life purpose. But you may also have a passion for something else. You may have a passion for, playing golf. All of us can't make money at that, but you can still pursue it. So there may be a passion, something you enjoy doing tremendously, but that you don't make a living from. If you can find something where you make a living from it, it carries out your purpose, it's your passion, that is fantastic. But if that is not the case, don't let that deter you from enjoying whatever it is you enjoy, your passion, and carry out your purpose as well. Tip number 9, laugh. Now, in our culture, we spend an enormous amount of money on doctors, medicine, and medical treatment. It's way too bad that we haven't grasped the truth that has been told to us many, many times in the past, and that is that laughter is the best medicine. Now, if you don't believe this, treat yourself to a belly deep, robust laugh and notice how much better you feel. There's a Japanese proverb that says, time spent laughing is time spent with the gods. Because laughter is more than just a mood enhancer. It actually has health benefits. It can reduce stress. It can strengthen your immune system, improve your memory, and it even can increase your intellectual performance. Dr. Bernie Siegel said, the simple truth is that happy people generally don't get sick. There is someone named Dr. Kataria. Kataria started a program called Laughter Yoga and Laughter Clubs. So take a look at that on the internet if you're interested. These laughter clubs actually get together at a regular basis once a week or whatever these schedules may be. You can find out about it at laughteryoga.org. And they laugh. You don't have to have a reason to laugh. You don't have to have a thing. You can generate laughter without a joke or without a movie. However, if those are ways that you can get laughter in your life, do that. I ran across a website called teehee.com, T-E-E-H-E-E, where she gives some reasons at her website to laugh. You can learn about laughter yoga, like I've also already mentioned. There's a site called laughtertherapy.org, and there's another site you can go to called holisticonline.com. All of these are ways that you can bring laughter into your life, and I assure you that laughter, more laughter, is going to help you be happier. The final tip, number 10, pick your battles. This is one that it's taken me a long time to learn because I have 4 children and 3 grandchildren, and they know all my buttons. The people closest to you know the buttons to push to get you going. So I have learned that picking my battles means controlling how I react to situations designed to push my buttons. One of the ways that I react to these situations is to adapt a couple of words that are emotionally uncharged emotional words like, okay, I see, and not getting emotionally caught up in the efforts to push those buttons. There will be plenty battles for you to fight in this world. There are plenty challenges. There's enough adversity for all of us. Pick the ones that you're going to spend your energy on, the ones that have long-lasting effects. The rest of them, let them go. I hope that these 10 tips are going to be helpful to you. I want to run by you one more little thing that I was on a radio show. I was being interviewed once, and the hostess asked me to come up with something at the end. I decided to take the word happy and take each letter and give it a meaning. So, to be happy, here are the things I came up with. H is for hope. Expect the best. Hope for the best. Anticipate the best in your life. A is for action. You must be willing to do whatever it takes to get where you want to go. You cannot just say affirmations. You cannot just wish. You've actually got to do. P is for purpose. What great purpose do you have to do on this earth? Find it and get busy doing it. P, the second P is for play. Schedule time for fun and play in your life. Laugh, get your hands dirty, get a sense of humor, and stop taking everything so seriously, especially yourself. And Y, the last letter is for you. Wherever you are, whatever you're looking for, it starts with you. We're at the end of today's show. I hope these 10 tips have been meaningful to you. I encourage you to listen to them again. I want you to tune in next week. I will resume interviewing guests on Monday, January 4th. It is going to be wonderful. I have a series of guests that are going to be very inspiring. So I'm your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I'm coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a blessed week, and remember, color your life happy. Color, color your life.